for a long time and had no desire to meet her. He liked the idea of a disembodied conversation. He felt he could tell her more that way. He anchored the notes with a pen before leaving. At the Sand Dollar, he ordered a shrimp omelet, tried Tabasco sauce for the first time, overdid it, drank all of his water, then set off up the beach with his pack. Though his room was air-conditioned, he decided not to work there. He didn't want to face Tricia, didn't want anyone to see his tools, and didn't care to stay cooped up for 3 days, listening to the laughter from his neighbors' sitcoms. The day was overcast and cooler. He marched on, hoping to escape all observers lest word of his strange activity get back to the desk clerk. The palm trees on his right, he noticed, looked different from those in San Diego. The black-headed gulls crying overhead were new to him also. The beach was all but empty. Summer, he realized, was the off-season here. He left the town proper and eventually came to a boarded-up ice cream shop set next to a glass-strewn parking lot. Open was painted in large letters on one wall, contradicting all evidence to the contrary. There was a chain across the cracked drive that led to the beachfront road. Beside the building were three initial scarred picnic tables, once shielded from the sun by a metal framework that had lost nearly all of its fiberglass panels. He'd needed a table of some kind to work on. Now he needed shade. He looked around, then collected palm fronds,